Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Last night at the Shrine Auditorium in Hollywood, they showed for the very first time in any public venue the new movie Star Wars The Last Jedi. Of course, the people who were there were all VIPs, family and friends of the cast. Of course, it got amazing reviews from everybody. I'm sure it's great. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'll see it tomorrow here in Chicago, and then I'll give you my review on it on Tuesday morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, as well as featuring my one-on-one interviews with the cast and also the director of Star Wars The Last Jedi. I sat down with them all last weekend in Los Angeles, and we talked about the movie and the mania. Especially impressive was the director of the movie, Rian Johnson, who just the night before scheduled a screening just for the cast to see. Were you with everybody when they saw the movie last night?
Last night? No, I kind of wanted to give everyone their space to watch it. I didn't want them to feel like Dad was in the room with them. But I got together with a few of them after the screening.
Yeah. The fans are there's so much anticipation, much secrecy, understandably so.
Yeah. How do you talk about a movie you can't talk about?
Yeah.
I'm learning step by step. I mean, I don't know. It is weird, isn't it? Like, no, you guys haven't seen it. We can't talk about it. And yet here we are.
Right, right.
But
so how about those Bears?
Yeah, about them. Yeah. Those Dodgers. But I don't know. It's still, you know, I guess maybe we just talk about Star Wars.
Well, let's talk about – I mean, I'm curious about the challenges of – you know, taking on maybe the biggest movie franchise of all time and, you know, having it plopped in your lap and the amount of responsibility that you must have.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's I mean, at the very beginning, before I started work on it, like when it was just that, when it was this big abstract Star Wars thing, it felt terrifying and very scary and very daunting. But then it's like anything else in life that's a big task. You step into it and you start work and your focus zooms in, and then it just becomes making a movie and telling a story and trying to tell it honestly and create something fun and emotional. And so you just take it step by step. And then I have to say, though, that once we finish the film, now that I'm in this process, the enormity of it is this big abstract thing is coming back. So now it's scary again.
How do you balance the nostalgia and the tradition along with furthering the story and adding new things to the franchise at the same time?
Well, I think first and foremost, you just got to focus on the story that you're telling with this movie. You got to focus on, first and foremost, you're not making a nostalgia capsule. You're not making a nostalgia breaker. You're telling a story. And so if you do that honestly and you try and make it feel like a Star Wars movie, there's going to be things that throw back and there's going to be things that break forward into new ground. Just naturally it happens. So I guess just kind of not thinking of it in those terms, but just plowing ahead and trusting that it'll all balance out.
Yeah. Like were you a Star Wars nerd kid?
Since I was 4 years
growing old. Growing up, man.
All the toys, the underoos, you name it, the sheets.
Too.
Oh, God, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm wearing
almost
right
everybody
now.
Gives up the toys. Very few are courageous enough to give up the underoos.
I'm wearing them right now. They're tight.
A little more information than I needed about Rian Johnson. If I could find a pair of Star Wars underoos in my size, I might join him in the endeavor. Rian Johnson, the director of Star Wars The Last Jedi. We continue our one-on-one interviews with the cast of this epic new movie that will open officially on December the 15th, as I said. I will see you tomorrow. I'll have my reviews on Tuesday. We'll continue with more of the interviews throughout the morning here today and all week next week. We're going to get to Mark Hamill, plays Luke Skywalker, of course, coming up in just a little while. I wanted to also open up the phone lines and talk a little Star Wars with you. Everybody has very vivid memories of when they first saw Star Wars and what their reaction was. They can remember the theater and what they were wearing pretty much and minute details of seeing Star Wars for the first time. I first saw the first Star Wars movie and fell asleep. Fall asleep right in the middle of the very first movie. I was, I don't remember what radio station I was at that. I think it might have been the old WMRO in Aurora. And I was doing the morning show. And as anyone will tell you, when they do any morning show, you live in a world of sleep deprivation. You're just constantly exhausted. And as will happen when you're tired and you're sitting in a comfortable chair and the lights go out, often your lights go out too. And I fell asleep the first time. So I had to come back the next day and watch Star Wars again the second time. And I've been madly in love with it ever since then. I think I saw it at, I don't remember the name of the theater, but it was out in Naperville because I was working in Aurora then. And it might have been an AMC theater. It was right on Ogden in Naperville. That's where I saw my first Star Wars and got a nice nap. amazingly, during that very loud movie. In this new movie, Laura Dern, Academy Award nominee, Laura Dern is introduced into the mix. She plays Vice Admiral Amelyn Holdo in the movie. And returning from Star Wars Force Awakens is also Academy Award nominee Oscar Isaac. He is back as Poe Dameron in the movie, and they were completely delightful when I sat down with them in Hollywood last week. Somebody who's a veteran of movie making, and you've worked with some of the biggest, most important, you know, people in the movie business. If you know, if somebody like you can get your mind blown by something like this, that's saying something, isn't it?
Oh my God, yes. I mean, it's it is unbelievable. As I said yesterday when we were doing an interview, like, Ryan introduced me to Chewbacca, and I started to cry. What? Chewbacca's hugging me?
Words I never thought would come out of Laura Dern's mouth. Oscar, is it just as exciting still? Or you haven't gotten blasé about all of this
so
in any way, have you?
Yeah, it's whatever. It's challenging. It's very difficult because, you know, the first one, everything is new, and all of us had the same feeling of like, what's it going to be? How are we going to do this? How are people going to respond to it? And then knowing the massive response to that first one, and coming back to the story again, and it was much more difficult to kind of phase those thoughts out, and it is challenging. And what Ryan did was make it very difficult for each character in this movie. He didn't make anything easy for them. He really kind of thought, what's the biggest conflict that they can have? And so that was challenging material to work on. But then you see it all together, we saw it, yeah, last night, and I wept. You know, the thing was, it's massive and beautiful and so deep, and what Ryan's done is use the language of this, of Star Wars, of this universe, to tell a very relevant story to what's happening now.
And the time that he gives, for example, to Poe, that we get to see this magnificent performance by Oscar, that you're watching the characters think through their challenges, their hope, their despair, in really profound ways on both sides, First Order and Resistance. And so you know the characters so intimately in this film in a way that I longed for as a fan. So I was so excited by it.
So I'm going to be out there with the fans who have been waiting in line in costumes, in front of theaters and so forth. What do you guys say to those enthusiastic fans?
You have no idea what's coming. it's gonna blow their socks off.
Yeah.
It really is. And not only to those super diehard fans that are waiting out there in costume, but to all of the movie-going public. Mm-hmm. I think the themes and the depth of this particular installment is unlike anything that any of us have seen.
And particularly at this moment in our
time,
history,
yeah.
And a film about hope and the question of it is, and the question of voice and action and compassion. It's pretty extraordinary.
Resisting.
Yeah.
And I I hope I get one of the purple wigs because I want a wig of my own character. I love that hair so
too.
Much. I miss it.
Yeah.
You've been odd with me lately, and I think it's because I'm throwing
so
you.
Something's off.
Yeah. You liked that wig.
I really did.
I promise I'll wear it whenever we have dinner. Thank you.
Laura Dern, Oscar Isaac, part of the cast of Star Wars The Last Jedi. Interviews will continue with the one and only Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, in our next half hour. And asking your Star Wars first experience, what it was like for you. 574 area code. I was 5 years old. The theater was so full, I had to sit in my dad's lap to see the movie. What a great movie, unlike any other, right? It was mind-blowing when we saw this. We had never seen a movie like that before. Somebody texting in and reminding me of my first Star Wars experience, saying the name of the theater was the Ogden 6 in the Ogden Mall. Yes, it was. That's exactly right, in Naperville. Kmart was in the same mall. I don't remember Kmart being there, but I'm going to take your word for it on that. I want to hear about your first Star Wars experience. 312-981-7200. We'll be back after a break at 720 WGN. Last weekend, I was in Los Angeles, sat down one-on-one with the entire cast of Star Wars The Last Jedi. Some A-listers to beat all A-listers. I am rarely giddy when I interview any of the stars that I talk to. They're usually pretty down-to-earth, pretty nice. I rarely get starstruck. I have with Julie Andrews. I have with Sean Connery. Some of the old-timers I get pretty in awe. And I have to say that I was a little bit in awe of this next guest that we talked to. Because he represents so much a part of my youth, I guess, and my love for the Star Wars franchise, for which he has been part of almost all of it. Mark Hamill, who we first met back in 1977. In fact, he was here at WGN in 1977, July of 1977. There's a great picture that we posted up on my Facebook page. Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher being interviewed by the late, great Roy Leonard in the backyard of WGN television. It's a great picture you have to take a look at. But that's how long I have been a fan of Mark Hamill and the character that he has created, Luke Skywalker. He has a major part of this next movie that will be opening this week, Star Wars The Last Jedi. And he has been making appearances everywhere. But last week we were able to sit down with him quietly one-on-one and talk about all the mania. Are you making it through all this? I don't know how actors first do their jobs,
right.
But then this more grueling part of promoting the film.
You gotta pace yourself.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, we've been to Berlin, London, Mexico City. I took a red eye from New York, having done all that stuff, Colbert and whatnot, and then arrived here at 1:30 in the morning and started the very next day. We're going to Japan, back to London, to China, to L.A. I know, Disney has totally stolen my holidays this year. Thanksgiving and Christmas are a distant memory. But it's worth it. It's so much fun.
How was it compared to when the original film came out? Because I was going through our archives at WGN, July 1977. You,
oh my gosh,
Harrison and Carrie, sitting in the backyard of our TV station.
Is that you?
That's not me. That's my predecessor, Roy Leonard.
Okay.
Who was the entertainment guy.
Look at us.
Years before that. Look how...
I know.
Any recollection? I don't expect you to remember that day, but what do you remember from promoting the first film?
Well, first of all, we were all together, which would be the last of that.
I mean, unheard of now.
Yeah. In the next one, Carrie would go somewhere, Harrison would go somewhere, I go somewhere. While we were on that tour, the mania first began. In other words, when we started in Vancouver, it was, I think, the day the movie was opening. And by the time we landed in Chicago, I could see as we taxied in, there were mobs of people at the airport. And I turned to I called them Harrison and Harry. I said, hey, you guys, there must be a celebrity on board. Look at all these people. And we were looking around, like, to see if there was a star of some
sort.
That was
you.
What we didn't realize, how could it? The movie had only been open 4 days.
Yeah.
And as we got closer to the terminal, we saw people dressed as us. Carrie, there's a girl with your furry headphones. And we were just stunned. I mean, we were glad that it was a popular movie, but to dress up, make up signs that say, may the force be with you, I thought, something's going on here. But we were sort of in the eye of the hurricane. All the mania happened around us, and we were sort of in that bubble. Yeah. Once the tour was over, everybody had other jobs. So it's not something that follows you around every day, but when you see it face-to-face, it is astonishing.
Yeah, Mark Hamill was on with Stephen Colbert this past Friday night, something that you may want to take a look at. We're going to be sharing the rest of the interviews one-on-one with the cast of Star Wars all next week on the WGN-TV Morning News, and next Sunday here on our Sunday radio show. We'll continue to share these one-on-one interviews. John Boyega, Daisy Ridley. We've got Andy Serkis, who is a significant part of this new film. We've got lots of interviews, including Domhnall Gleeson. If you're a Star Wars fan, you'll definitely want to be listening next Sunday right here and watch all next week on the WGN-TV Morning News. Tomorrow afternoon is when I'm going to be seeing this new movie, Star Wars The Last Jedi. It's when all the critics will be seeing it here in Chicago, and I'll be able to tell you about it on Tuesday. So make sure that you are both watching and listening.